story, but this is a Gewalt story, friends. One of the greatest stories in my life. This was after the Yom Kippur War. In fact, it was still in the middle. It was an unbelievable concert with thousands of soldiers. Oh, the spirit was so high, the spirit was so high. Every soldier put out their heart before God. We all are praying for the deepest redemption of Israel. After the concert, soldiers walked out, and just the officers had a little get-together. And here, an officer came up to me. He says, "I have to tell you my story. I want you to know I'm a real from a left-wing kibbutz. I don't believe in God. I told my children that religious people are fakes. They're living in a world of lies. I told them we Jews are the same like everybody else. I told them Israel is as holy as Tokyo and as Moscow. When the war began, I found myself fighting next to an officer who is from a very religious kibbutz. And the moment the fighting begins, early in the morning, he's yelling, 'Shema Yisroel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad.' God is one." And the whole time he's yelling on top of his lungs. I said to him, "Listen, my friend, I like you, but you're going on my nerves. You know the way I feel about God. I can't stand it. All day long yelling, 'God is one.' I know you believe in God and I appreciate it, but please, you're making me nervous." He says to me, "You fight your way, I fight my way." This goes on all the time. This was Saturday night, the concert. I want you to know, Thursday morning, early at dawn, the fighting begins. I'm already conditioned that he yells, "Hashem Echad, God is one." He didn't yell. I look on the ground. My friend is dying. He was shot. Suddenly, it was clear to me. I wish I could die for him. He's so precious. I fell to the ground. I took his dying hand and I said, "My sweetest friend, please let me die for you. Is there anything I can do for you?" And this is what he said. "I want you to swear to me that you will yell, 'Hashem Echad, God is one,' instead of me." Gewalt was this officer crying. He says, "I swear to you." I said to my friend, "I swear to you. I swear to you by the living God. My whole life, I will yell, 'Hashem Echad, God is one.' And I will tell my children, they should also yell, 'Hashem Echad,' as long as they are alive." And he says to me, "You know, the strangest thing, I absolutely do not believe in God. At that moment, God opened all the gates of heaven for me. It was not that I believed in God. I saw God. It was clear to me there was one God." So you hear, my beautiful friends, my beautiful children, you know what you and I have to do. Instead of all the holy soldiers who gave their life in the Holy Land, instead of all the Eden from 2,000 years dying for God, you and I, we have to yell for them, 'Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, God is one, God is one, God is the only one. Join me. Ta-da, ta-da.